Hello everyone, Madeline here, and welcome to DevDocs, where you can get educated on your favorite games. In 15 minutes, this podcast will provide you with interesting facts and documentaries about the development of the most popular video games. Interested? Well then, let's get right into it. This episode is a really special one. We're talking about a game that created possibly the most popular goose on the internet. The game, created by Australian studio HouseHouse, yes, that actually is their name, is Untitled Goose Game. We'll talk about how it was made almost by accident, how it was inspired by Super Mario 64 and Hitman, and how it all started with a stock image of a goose. Let's get into it. So, let's address the elephant in the room. How is this popular game sparked from a simple stock image in a Slack conversation? Let's set the scene. It's 2016, and HouseHouse has just finished their game, Push Me, Pull You. So, the studio began to talk about what they wanted to do next. There wasn't much luck for a while, but later on Slack, Stuart Gillespie Cook began a conversation by posting a stock photo of a goose, suggesting that the studio begin work on a game about a goose. No one agreed to make the game for a while, because making a game about a goose seemed too weird or silly. So they decided to work on other more serious ideas to see which ones had potential to be their next game. Not much happened, though, and the studio continued joking about the goose game idea to the point that they decided to give it a shot and take it seriously. They didn't really know much about what the game was going to look like in the long term. After all, you need a lot to make a game. All that they had was a photo of a goose. The only thing they knew was that the goose was going to be a mean goose, one that the townsfolk were scared of. They started to experiment with funny things that a goose could do, and they started to take the relationship between the NPCs and the goose seriously. They landed on something that was very interesting to them, the general low-level relationship between the two. With this, they had many opportunities for humor and story. This was something that they could actually put meaning into. So, Untitled Goose Game was inspired by Super Mario 64 and Hitman. The inspiration for Mario 64 came from the studio's idea to utilize the many ways you could use Mario's controls. They looked at them and thought they were interesting, and they eventually decided to implement this idea into their own game. From Hitman, the studio wanted to create small moments of mischief in the game. Not necessarily mischief, violent mischief, but funny mischief that was just enough to be a funny stealth game. This idea that began as a simple joke on Slack actually had evolved into a big project and a funny game. But when it came to reveal the game at an event in Texas, the studio wasn't all that confident. They still didn't have information on the game, and all of that aside, they just didn't know if gamers actually wanted to play a game as a goose. Furthermore, they didn't even have a name for the game yet, and the event didn't actually have a website, so the developers realized that people at the event wouldn't be able to see their game on the internet. So the studio just decided to make a short and simple trailer to post on YouTube, but they still didn't have a name for the game. They hadn't really thought about a name, so they just posted the video with the title Untitled Goose Game to signify that they would change the title later. But after the video quickly became a popular meme video, many fans embraced the name and hoped that HouseHouse wouldn't change it. Plus, the game had become funny and memorable generally, and the title kind of added to that. The game had become so funny, in fact, that the trailer was just seen as a meme video, and as such was shared with friends and family. So many people shared it, in fact, that when the game was finally released, it immediately took off. So much that even non-gamers took notice of the game. The game became something much more than just a meme. There was an actual game there that critics were loving. Even more so that when the Washington Post declared it as a safe way to relieve stress. All of this created a perfect situation for HouseHouse. They'd created a good game that people were liking as a meme, but that was still an interesting and actually fun concept. Word continued to spread rapidly, and with it came lots of memes. Lots of memes, including dedicated Twitter accounts, amazing fan art, and etc. The game became so insanely popular that even celebrities started to endorse the game, even without being paid to do so. And here's the most insane part about it. The game was released on September 20th, which was the same day that Nintendo's remake of The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening was released. Surely a third-party game can't beat the top game on its own platform, right? Surely enough, Untitled Goose Game took the number one spot on the Nintendo eShop that day. Then, of course, people started making memes about that, which earned the studio even more revenue. By now, everyone and their freaking mother had played the game, and it continued to sell like hotcakes until the Game Awards, where about 45 million people watched a comedy segment featuring the Goose and the Muppets. A few days later, the game was released on PS4 and Xbox, and later in 2020, the game was released for PC. In just 3 months, House House had sold over a million copies of the game. It was a hilarious joke, but even more so, it was just a really fun game that people genuinely praised and wanted to experience. This episode is sponsored by Redux PC. Get your new dream gaming computer built for you with top-of-the-line parts, all with only a $75 building fee. Check them out with the link in the podcast description. So, I don't really have anything else to talk about that I haven't already said, so I'll just say this. In the intro, you heard me say that Untitled Goose Game was basically made by accident. How do you make a game by accident, you may ask? Well, essentially, the game was kind of just an inside joke for House House. It started as really just kind of a stupid, funny idea that drew inspiration from British television and other games. It was largely just a dumb joke that House House thought was funny, so they kind of just released a trailer and thought about moving on to other products. But people actually really liked the game, so House House just kind of released it. To no surprise, the game did extremely well. Who would have thought an in-joke about a stock photo of a goose could actually make money? So that's Untitled Goose Game, the most popular game about a goose on the internet. It's kind of crazy to believe that a much-loved game could have started with a simple image being posted to a group chat. Regardless, Untitled Goose Game is actually really funny, and even more so when you know how it all started. And that's another episode done. I'm pretty relieved, to be honest. Even though this game and the studio that made it both have such a remarkable backstory, I found it kind of hard to find information on it. Celeste was easier, because it's definitely the more popular game, but this had, like, two videos I could take research from. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed, and look forward to episode 3. All I'll say is that it will kind of shy away from what this podcast is normally about. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a great rest of your day.